This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're introducing our newest instructor class, Storm Bradford. Storm Bradford has been a practicing attorney for decades. He has been involved in over 750 criminal trials, 90% win rate. How's that compare? Well, the average, 6 to 10% win rate in criminal cases. Welcome, Storm Bradford.
Vince.
Hey, it's great to welcome you aboard, USAprepares.com. Storm, you know, we talk about.
I want to clarify something that you said. I do not practice now. All of the work that I've done has been as a litigation consultant, either in civil cases or in the criminal cases that you spoke about. But I don't practice. And I only do it from our litigation support company in serving, our client attorneys in preparing for these trials and in writing the briefs, motions, affidavits, jury instructions, and those types of things. That's what we do for a living.
Okay. My notes say that you have been an attorney for over four decades.
No. That's not a practicing attorney. No. I've had a litigation support company for 35 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we've got that clarified.
I didn't want to mislead anybody.
I don't either. Okay. So let's talk about the mortgage note. Now, can you tell us what a mortgage note really is? It's an agreement in writing, right, to a contract to pay a debt secured by an asset, right?
Correct. I mean, basically, a promissory note is nothing more than an IOU. You lend me money. I agree to pay you back based on the terms that we decided on. And in a nutshell, that's all it is.
Okay. So we've got a promissory note, and we have millions of these promissory notes across America. And they have resulted in foreclosure processes because some of us can't pay those mortgage payments. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about why this is happening, and then let's talk about some things that people are doing to stay in their homes, and let's talk about what's working and what doesn't work.
Okay. First of all, you know, I think it's somewhat of a misconception that the reason why everybody's being foreclosed on is not the fault of the borrower. That's not even close to being true. All of these cases, or 99.9% of these cases, is where the homeowner breached the contract. The contract is very clear. It's unambiguous. The homeowner promised that they would make timely payments, and if they didn't, they'll lose their home. So, in essence, a foreclosure is a breach of contract case. The allegation is the homeowner breached that contract. Therefore, we can take the collateral.
Okay, so the next question is that typically the case where the homeowner breached the contract, or are there breaches of the contract by the mortgage company or the bank?
Well, what precipitates the foreclosure, obviously, is the breach of the homeowner's of the homeowner breaching the contract. The what the homeowner needs to do, like any other contract where someone has breached, they need to be able to show that the other side breached first. There's some sort of error that would void the contract, and or they were fraudulently induced into the contract.
Well, how often is it that that there are errors in these contracts? Do you have some statistics that you can share with us?
Over 90% of the time, there are breaches, errors, and tortious conduct in these contracts. To give you an example, just on our figures, we find appraisal fraud in 8 out of every 10 that we do, which obviously comes out to around 80%. The FDIC did a report where they reviewed approximately, not quite 300, but almost 300 cases where appraisals had been done, and they found 76% of the appraisals as being bad. So it's basically, of course, connects with what we have found. But that's just on appraisal fraud. There's broker fraud, there's errors, there's breaches, there's all and sundry types of problems with these contracts.
Storm, the statistics, the percentages that you just said are staggering. 80% of appraisal fraud. Now, we're talking about, I guess, the numbers that the property is valued at is not correct. That's what we're saying, right?
That's what we're saying, yeah. By the way, I mean, how it basically happened is, for example, the broker would call up somebody on his, quote, approved appraiser list. He'd call up Joe, the appraiser, and say, hey, Joe, I need for you to come back with $400,000 so I can fund this loan. Joe, the appraiser, would go out, come back, and say, look, you know, for the sake of argument, it's not worth $400,000. It's worth $290,000. And the broker might say, well, Joe, need I remind you that you're on our approved appraiser list, which you won't be any longer unless you give me the $400,000. Well, Joe, the appraiser wanted the business, wanted to keep a roof over his head, so he'd say it was worth $400,000. But in essence, what happened is that homeowner bought a house that was already underwater.
Right. Right. So now, well, I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen appraisals for the exact amount of the offer to buy. How can that be? How can it be that, wow, the buyer offers $400,000 and the house appraises at $400,000? How can that be?
It would be awful coincidental. I'll give you an example. I was in a city. It's not a large city, but they only had one appraiser. And I asked him, a matter of fact, I was in a Starbucks getting a coffee one morning, and I just was standing next to this guy, and he introduced himself, and we chatted for a moment. He told me that he was the appraiser. And I said, well, how's business? And he said, well, not what it used to be. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, a few years back, I was doing 19 to 20 appraisals a day.
Wow.
And now we're not even doing half that many a month. And I asked him, I said, well, how many people are in your firm? And he got that cat that ate the canary smile on his face, and he says, just me. There's no way an appraiser could do 19 or 20 appraisals a day.
It's hard to take 19 or 20 telephone calls in a day.
That's true. But that's the kind of thing that was going on out there. And matter of fact, I can't remember the exact year, but I believe it was 2008 or 9, there was a group that put themselves together of appraisers that sent where they all signed off on it, sent it to the government, and I can't recall exactly what agency it was, complaining on about what was going on and how these brokers were, quote, forcing them to come back with these numbers.
Well, As a former real estate investor, I believe that there was a lot of collusion involved with appraisals. I really did. And I think at a lot of different levels. You know, if you look at the cost of the appraisal, if that guy that you were talking to was making appraisals at 19 to 20 of them a day, how much do they get? $150 or more for an appraisal, right?
Probably on average about $300.
Wow. Wow. Well, the last time I had an appraisal, it was many years ago, so it's gone way up. So the amount of money that these guys were billing for is staggering.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's just like anything else. During that, quote, bubble, everybody was making money, and including homeowners. I'll give you an example. I had a lady call one day, and she wanted us. She goes, "I want you to go after these banks. They're a bunch of thieves," and blah 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 blah. And she was cussing like a sailor, and blah blah. And so I said, "Well, tell me a little bit about what you've got." She goes, "Well, you know, they're foreclosing on my 20 homes." I said, "Stop." I said, "You have 20 homes?" Yes, I do. I said, "Well, let me ask you a question." I said, "You're an investor." I said, "You must have made some money." And she goes, and then her whole attitude changed. She says, "Oh yes." Yeah. She goes, "Back 2003-04." She goes, "Each year I made about I guess maybe during that time I made $3 or $4 million." And so, "Well, let me ask you a question." I said, "How come there weren't no good thieves and rotten so and so's back then? They're only that way now because you got caught with your 20 houses." So even homeowners were making out, appraisers were making out, banks were making out, homeowners were using their homes like an ATM machine where they were basically refinancing to take money out and do whatever they wanted to do. So, you know, back during that bubble, everybody was making out.
You know, I just did a little bit of arithmetic. I'm stunned. I mean, I live on a farm, and these numbers are huge to me. 20 appraisals a day times 300 is $6,000 a day times 5 days a week is $30,000 a week. Bring it out to a year, it's $1.5 million. We're talking about an appraiser.
Yep.
Pushing paper. $1.5 million. There is cooperation and collusion in the business. Storm and I'll be right back. Storm Bradford.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Storm Bradford's with us, newest USAPrepares.com instructor. We're talking about mortgage fraud, and we've talked about the appraisal. And we're talking about how the appraisals seem to be rigged within the system. So here you are, you're looking at that $400,000 appraisal, and you're offering $400,000 for the property, and your loan gets approved, and already, right then and there, You've lost money, because the house in this example is only worth $290,000. So automatically you're underwater. Storm, are you saying that is a defense strategy? If you cannot pay the mortgage note, that you use this as a strategy for combating the bank?
Yeah, not so much a defense strategy. And that's our paradigm is that, when you're defending something, you're usually on the losing end of something. If you're actually prosecuting it, you're in a much better position. So you're better off going after them with an affirmative lawsuit. For an example, not too far from us in West Virginia, Quicken Loans was ordered to pay the homeowner $3.6 million because they purposely overappraised their home. And the home was, the mortgage was, I can't recall, it was either $162,000 or $142,000, but the homeowner received $3.6 million from Quicken Loans, and that doesn't include the settlement that they got from the appraiser.
So we're talking about mortgage fraud.
Would be exactly a great definition of it. It's mortgage fraud. Moreover, the appraisers have to sign a document. It's actually a federal document under the penalty of perjury that they followed these guidelines that they're supposed to follow. And if they didn't follow those guidelines, and obviously if they swore that they did, they're looking at a federal prison. prison, which many have gone to.
So let me see if I've got this right. So the appraiser gets a call from the guy who wants to lend or who wants to sell the prop or who is representing the seller or the mortgage broker. And he says, look, I need it for $400,000. And so the appraiser says, hold on, look, I got three lines stacked here. What's that number? Okay, good. 400. Got it. You'll get it. So is that what we're saying happens? It's as simple as that?
It was as simple as that. I'll give you a personal experience that I had. I wanted to take a second out, and I went to my original appraiser who appraised my home when I got the loan, and I needed an appraisal of $900,000 in order to take the money out that I wanted to take. So I went to the original appraiser who did it, and he came back and he says, Storm, he says, you know, you might as well forget it. He says, it's not worth $900,000. It's worth about $775,000. So I called the broker up and I said to the broker, I said, look, forget it. I said, my appraiser just appraised the house. He just said, you know, we're not going to be able to do it. And he says, well, hold on. He says, let me call somebody on my approved appraiser list. That afternoon, I got a phone call from an individual that didn't say hello or anything. All he said was, "Is look, if you see somebody walking around your yard, don't shoot us." And I said, well, I said, I can meet you at the house and let you in. And he says, oh, there's no need. And I said, and I asked the question. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, what if I'm one of these people you read about in the newspaper or hear on television that had 100 cats in their house that defecated all over the house? He goes, well, you don't sound like that kind of guy. That afternoon, I had an appraisal for $900,000.
Huh. Exactly to the penny.
To the penny.
Now, all right, Storm, let me ask you this. Are there bribes that make these things happen, or is it just the incentive just that $300 appraisal fee?
It's just that, I mean, from our experience, it's always been that these brokers have, quote, these approved lists of appraisers that they've approved and who they send all of their business to. And it's just the incentive for that appraiser, like, as you mathematically calculated, if you have a guy that's doing 20 a day, 300 a pop, how much money is he making?
Unbelievable. Storm Bradford, we're talking about mortgage fraud, and we're going to talk about what do you do if you're in foreclosure when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Storm Bradford, what do we do if we are facing foreclosure? What do we do?
Well, we tell clients that, and the majority of our clients are attorneys, but when homeowners contact us directly, we explain to them what a foreclosure is. Again, it's an allegation that the homeowner breached the contract. And we explain that the only thing that will help them is, again, they have to show the other side breached first. There's an error that would void a tortious conduct, offsets, and that type of thing. And the only way to find that is to do a thorough examination of the mortgage transaction from day one all the way up until today, looking for something to help the homeowner use against the other side. Now, the homeowners and attorneys that use our services and methodologies get multi-million dollar settlements. homes free and clear, and every imaginable settlement in between because of the fact that 90% or more of these have these types of things within the mortgage transaction. No results can ever be had like that using some of these worthless services like forensic loan audits or securitization audits or that type of nonsense, or making what I call stall arguments like produce the note, MERS, securitization, and those types of things. This is the only proven methodology for to put the homeowner in the position of power in negotiating with the bank.
Let me ask you this. When the retaliations begins and the homeowner becomes proactive and uses these tactics, is there fear in the minds of the appraiser? Does that appraiser say, "Well, man, now I'm stuck in this. I'm looking at jail time"?
A lot of them have gone to jail, but you know, I don't think that's the biggest problem, because a lot of these appraisers are out of business. You want to go after the ones with the deep pockets, which is usually the bank. And the bank becomes liable because they have appraisers in underwriting that were supposed to be reviewing these appraisals, making sure that they were done properly. That's why Quicken Loans ended up having to pay off on this. But it's a very simple process, and the majority of the time, you don't even need an attorney to do it. The homeowner can do it themselves, because in each and every one of these contracts, whether it be a deed of trust or a mortgage, every one of them has the same clause. And I'm paraphrasing, but basically what the clause says is that if the homeowner, borrower, finds anything wrong with this transaction, he has to give us, the bank, an opportunity to take, quote, corrective action. So what the homeowner does is they have their mortgage transaction examined for those types of problems. They write a letter to the bank. Dear bank, pursuant to this clause of the contract, I am obligated to give you an opportunity to take, quote, corrective action of the following problems. Now, they send that off to the bank. The government has made these banks have a system and a process in place to handle these notices of grievance. So if for whatever reason you don't get the response back that you want, then the homeowner writes a letter to these government agencies that we point out within the analysis, and basically that the letter that they send to the bank then says, for example, on January the 14th, 2014, I gave you, as I was obligated, an opportunity to take, quote, corrective action. You failed and refused to do so. Therefore, you've left me no alternative than to report you to the following government agencies. We just had a case up here in the Northeast where these homeowners could barely speak English. And the bank had basically told them that we're doing nothing for you except throwing you out on your ear. And they had an examination done. They wrote the letter to the bank. They didn't like the response they got. So they wrote that follow-up letter to the bank and then basically CC'd these government agencies. A few days later, they've got a correspondence back from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau saying, we're on it. And a couple of days after that, the bank contacted them and asked them what they wanted to settle it.
So what typically happens, and let's go back to our original example at the top of this hour, where we had a $290,000 real value property. The appraisal was $400,000, so the note, the mortgage note is at $400,000. Now, what happens? What does the homeowner get as a result of writing these letters and following your advice? What happens?
Oh, obviously, it's predicated upon what's found in the analysis of the mortgage transaction.
Right. But let's talk about a typical scenario.
As aforementioned, it could be a multi-million dollar settlement, a free and clear home, or any type of settlement in between. For example, up in West Virginia, the Quicken Loans case, again, that mortgage transaction was somewhere between $142,000 and $162,000. Quicken Loans, what they should have done was just giving them the house. But, you know, they were dumb and went to trial and ended up coughing $3.6 million. So you don't know what you have, obviously, until you do an examination. Once you have that examination done, again, predicated upon what's found is what you could possibly end up with. Now, having said that, it's like anything else. You can have, let's say, 10 traffic accidents where 10 people are sitting at a stop sign and somebody plows into the back of them. And all 10 of them have a soft tissue injury, basically the same soft tissue injury. You may have one lawyer that gets them nothing. You may have another lawyer got him $100,000, another lawyer got him $5,000, another lawyer got $20,000. You don't know. There's several things beyond our control. All we can do is give the homeowner the bullets. They need a gun to fire them, whether it be themselves with the letter or hiring legal counsel to handle it for them.
Mm-hmm. So, Storm, what I'm thinking of is we've got this note for $400,000. The property's worth $290,000. I keep going back to that. Is it reasonable to say, wait a minute, you know what? You guys are all conspiring to drive up the prices of these homes. This mortgage fraud, I want to see the mortgage note reduced in principle back down to a real number. That's what I want. I want the modified.
That's common. I mean, that's almost a given. That's even for, believe me, if you've got appraisal fraud, which could get you punitive damages, and that's damages to punish the wrongdoer, you know, a bank would be foolish, as Quicken Loans was foolish, not to give the homeowner what they wanted. So what we always tell homeowners is, look, I don't care how egregious and how many problems there are with that mortgage transaction. You know, if you think that you're going to settle this and part of the settlement is the president of the bank's going to kiss your behind on the Capitol steps and you're going to ask for $50 million, you're in la-la land. You better have in your mind what you're willing to take before you take on the other side.
Okay, so how reasonable is it to approach the situation with, you know, the appraisal was $110,000 higher than the property was worth. We're going to bring this note, you know, our position is we want to bring the note back down to reality. And, you know, we're not happy with the interest rate because you put us through all this. So is that something that is, would you consider that almost a done deal?
You know, again,
here's what I'm trying to do.
I would surmise, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. I would surmise that would be something that happens, more times than not. I'll give you an example. We had someone that, we did an exam for, kind of like the ones I told you in the Northeast. And this lady had been turned down three times for a loan mod. And we did an examination for her, and she had an attorney. And we didn't hear back, and we usually have them tell their attorney to call us because if they don't know what they're doing, we could point them in the right direction. So we didn't hear back for about a month or so, and we get a call back, and she said, Storm, she goes, I made a mistake. She said, I hired this attorney. She said he filed some lawsuit that had nothing to do with the examination that you did. He's one of these pretender defenders that you had done a press release about. She goes, they're coming to take my house next week. what can I do? And I said, well, I said, the only thing obviously that you could do at this point is get that letter out the door and, you know, see what happens. But if they're coming to take your house next week, I said, you got plenty of stuff there. I said, but, you know, you made them, you know, unfortunately you had that nitwit working for you and you got the results, that you could expect from the majority of these people that are making these stupid arguments. But anyway, she got the letter out the door, and I don't recall exactly what her interest rate was. I think it was 6.75%, but the bank got back to her within the week with an offer of a 3.3% interest rate and knocked it down to fair market value. And that's after filing a lawsuit that got kicked and being turned down three times for a loan modification.
Well, that's, you know, that all sounds reasonable to me. It sounds fair to me.
And it was.
But we have to put up with the crimes that are being committed by the mortgage industry and by the appraisers. I've got a scenario I'd like to share with you when we come back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dried Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dried Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dried Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, quick update. Freeze-dry guy and I were on the phone, not last night, but the night before, and he told me about the long-range patrol ration entrees, the brick pack. He's got the entire overrun, the entire government contract overrun. He's got them all. So if you're interested in the finest in long-range patrol ration entrees, I have them. I have them here at the farm. I buy them. 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. And I'd like to give you the contact number if you'd like to reach Storm Bradford. Storm, I have it as 800-540-EXAM. 800-540-EXAM. Is that the number you'd like us to use?
That's fine.
Okay. 800-540-EXAM, which is 3926. And if you'd like to call. Storm, here's the situation. I know a gal who told me that she has a house that was appraised at $400,000. Note was $400,000. And it just happens to be the same numbers that you mentioned before. Probably worth close to that 290 figure that you talked about. And she stopped paying her mortgage note 4 years ago. Then what she decided to do, when she lost her job, she decided to use it as an income-producing rental. And she rented it out. And she kept the amount that her tenant was paying her for the rent. So she stopped paying the mortgage, collected rent from a tenant, and her tactic was to use the demand the wet signature from the bank because she believed that the bank sold the note. What would you advise her? I mean, obviously, this is not a good thing, and I don't think she's doing the right thing by renting the property and living off this rental that she is not paying for. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, her argument is worthless. It's one of these stall arguments. We see every case as it comes down. We formed mortgage fraud examiners out of our litigation support company. So we see cases as they come down that deal with foreclosure minute by minute. The courts, there's a court in Georgia that the judge called these individuals that provide these securitization audits charlatans, that they're basically worthless. Again, every time there's a case before the court, it's always a question. The question may be, did Mr. Fennelly Finelli robbed the bank. In this situation, did Mr. Finelli breach his contract by failing to make timely payments? That's the question before the court. As one lady called, she said to me one day, she had heard me on a radio program, and she says, you know, Storm, you're not a judge here in Georgia, are you? And I said, no. She goes, well, I've been an attorney for 48 years. I went before this judge last week that's not even 48. And I think he was trying to be respectful towards me, but in making my argument, I was arguing to the court. I said, well, Judge, you know, you need to understand this loan was securitized, and they can't provide the wedding signature, and blah, 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 blah. And the judge says to me, ma'am, what does any of that have to do with your client breaching the contract? Well, you know, Judge Merz was involved with this loan, and blah, 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 blah. And the judge says to me again, he says, ma'am, I'll ask you again. What does any of this have to do with your client breaching the contract? Please tell me that the other side breached first. Please tell me that there's an error that would void the contract. Please tell me that your client was fraudulently induced into the contract. Because if you can't, I have to uphold that contract as being good and as a matter of law, give the house to the bank.
Great story. Great story. So if you'd like to talk to Storm Bradford, 800-540-3926. 800-540-3926. And there's a link to Storm Bradford on the website, usaprepares.com. You go to page one. There's a post at the top of the page. And you can go to the bottom where the instructors are and click on the link anytime you need it. Storm, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.